Ladies and gentlemen, in today's episode, we're diving into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the recent vulnerabilities and security updates across major platforms like Google, Microsoft, and WordPress, uncovering the challenges faced by secure messaging apps like Signal, and highlighting critical security developments in Ubuntu. So whether you're a tech enthusiast or a security professional, stay tuned for an insightful discussion on how these issues shape our digital landscape. In recent tech news, security vulnerabilities and updates across major platforms like Google and Microsoft are in the spotlight. Google users, especially on DeepSeek, are being targeted by malware-laden fake-sponsored ads. Google's Chrome browser is dealing with critical zero-day vulnerabilities, notably impacting Russian organizations and journalists. In response, Google has promptly released urgent patches to address these security risks. Mozilla is also facing cybersecurity challenges, having fixed a sandbox escape flaw in Firefox and the Tor browser. Google further demonstrated its commitment to security by acquiring Israeli cybersecurity firm Wiz for $33 billion and enhancing Android developer security to protect the Play Store from malicious apps. On the Microsoft front, the company has been actively addressing security concerns, including a long-standing zero-day vulnerability in the Windows operating system exploited by advanced persistent threats. Microsoft's Stream domain experienced issues with spam and fake pages. Additionally, the company is introducing AI-powered security copilot agents to help manage complex cyber threats. They are also addressing exploitation of its trusted signing service for malware distribution and improving AI-driven tools to combat phishing and protect user data. Both Google and Microsoft are emphasizing rapid response and strong security measures to address these ongoing challenges in today's digital landscape. In recent news, the secure messaging app Signal has come under scrutiny following a security breach involving U.S. military plans. Reports indicate that officials from the Trump administration inadvertently leaked sensitive military strategies during discussions on the platform, including plans for an imminent strike in Yemen, highlighting serious security concerns. Security experts have criticized the use of Signal for classified military communications, pointing to broader issues in cybersecurity and operational governance among U.S. officials. While the app's encryption is robust, human error and phishing threats remain significant risks to information security. In response, Signal's leadership has defended the app's security features, emphasizing its strong end-to-end encryption. Despite this, the Pentagon has warned against using Signal for unclassified information due to potential hacking threats. The incident has also attracted attention from lawmakers and international partners, with some NATO countries concerned about defense cooperation with the U.S., and Russia considering a ban on the app for similar reasons. Adding to the complexity, a journalist was mistakenly added to a government group chat on Signal, exposing sensitive discussions to unintended parties. This event prompted criticism from Signal's founder towards U.S. military practices and raised questions about the use of messaging apps within government agencies. The breach highlights the critical role secure messaging apps play in both personal and professional communications, and underscores the need for both technological security and careful operational practices to safeguard sensitive military and intelligence information. In recent Ubuntu news, the Ubuntu security notices have been addressing vulnerabilities affecting the Linux kernel, critical applications, and various architectures and subsystems. Updates have focused on securing multiple setups through advisories, such as those seen in recent Linux kernel security updates. Advisories addressing regressions include updates to resolve issues in OpenSC and Ansible, which affect Ubuntu 16.04 LTS systems. These efforts highlight Ubuntu's commitment to maintaining and enhancing security in response to evolving threats. Security measures have been improved for applications like Containerd, ZVI, and FreeRDP to prevent crashes and unauthorized executions. GhostScript and OrgMode have also received updates to address potential vulnerabilities. A significant security concern involves a vulnerability related to the .pam environment file, which could lead to elevated privileges. Additionally, there are ongoing concerns regarding bypasses of Ubuntu's unprivileged user namespace restrictions, requiring manual mitigations. These issues illustrate the challenge of balancing functionality with security. Stay informed on these updates to ensure your Ubuntu systems remain secure against emerging threats. In recent WordPress news, several vulnerabilities have been identified in popular plugins critical to the site's functionality and security. A critical issue in the Grip plugin affects its plugin activation handler component. The PrettyLinks, Flog, and other plugins are also vulnerable to cross-site scripting, XSS, highlighting ongoing security concerns. The push notification for Post and BuddyPress plugin is susceptible to SQL injection, while the Access Manager plugin contains a privilege escalation vulnerability, allowing unauthorized access. Multiple plugins, including the Header Image Slider and Salon Booking System, face additional XSS vulnerabilities. The EPC Booknetic plugin is at risk for cross-site request forgery, CSRF, and WordPress MU plugins emphasize the need for enhanced security measures. SQL injection threats are notable in the Poll plugin and product labels for WooCommerce, with historical vulnerabilities resurfacing in the Ajax Post Search and Sell Downloads plugins. The Shared Files plugin and the Qile 91 Administrator Z plugin enable elevated rights exploitation, raising security risks. The latest report highlights these issues, stressing the importance for site administrators to regularly update and reinforce plugin security. For users seeking additional guidance, especially around password-related concerns, maintaining robust security practices and consistent updates is essential. Stay informed, secure your systems, and proactively mitigate potential exploits in your WordPress environment. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to catch next week's episode for all the latest in cybersecurity, airing every week. Stay safe and stay informed.